From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the Venezuelan government has detained two opposition leaders just today after claiming victory in an election to form a new constituent assembly to rewrite the Constitution. The Supreme Court said Leopoldo Lopez and Antonio Ledezma, both former mayors, violated terms of their house arrests.
Y si usted en este momento está viendo este video, es precisamente...
Lopez, in a video statement, said his arrest was unjust and illegal, referring to himself as a prisoner of conscience. His attorney said his client voluntarily surrendered to authorities and would never flee the country. Condemnation of the arrests was swift and almost universal. Stefan Dujarric is a spokesman for the UN Secretary General.
The Secretary General is concerned that an escalation of political tensions will distance the country from a path conducive to finding peaceful solution to the country's challenges.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson described the arrests as alarming. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders held President Nicolas Maduro personally responsible for the two men's well-being.
The vice president spoke with Mr. Lopez just last week, and he and Mr. Ledezma are political prisoners held unjustly by the Maduro regime. The United States condemns the actions of the Maduro dictatorship, and we hold Maduro personally responsible for the health and safety of both men and any others seized by his dictatorship.
The U.S. imposed targeted sanctions Monday against Mr. Maduro. Malawi's former president Joyce Banda told Reuters Tuesday she's innocent of corruption charges. An arrest warrant was issued Monday. Banda, currently in the U.S., is wanted for alleged abuse of office and money laundering, part of a wide corruption scandal in the country dating to 2013 known as Cashgate. This is VOA News.